Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine, Macca and myself, Tess.
Thank you, Tess. Now, our next chat and interview is with Sally Capp. Sally is the current Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and she is standing for re-election. Good morning, Sally. How are you today?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Tess. I'm feeling a bit nervous. Phil did so well.
Oh.
Yes, he did do well. I agree with you, Sally. Yeah. But, you know, you can also do well.
That's right.
This now, is my opportunity.
Now, I'm just going to, just in
now
case...
Now, you are sitting in that right spot in your apartment, aren't you? So we can hear you.
I am, and Paul told me not to move.
And, good. And also, stay very still.
And I also believe that in your household, everyone has been told they are not allowed to be on the Wi-Fi. While you're talking.
Exactly. We finally worked out the secret.
There you go. So, in case people have just listened in, what the supplementary regulations are, as we call it, Sally, is in a moment, Tass will ask you a question. That's the introductory question. And that you get a minute to tell us, you know, to answer that first question. That's sort of an intro. Each question we ask you after that, you have a minute and 30 seconds to answer. And I encourage you to use that time, as we said to Phil, to inform our listeners not just why, you know, you're saying, yes, I want to do that, or no, I don't want to do that, to actually for people to understand why you've taken that that view. And finally, we'll let you know you'll have 2 minutes at the end to give a final pitch to the Joy listeners. A lot of who, including Tass and I, are both voters in the city of Melbourne. So, Tass.
Good morning, Sally, again. So, Sally, let our listeners know why you want to be elected as Mayor of Melbourne.
Well, Tass and Macca, I am a Melburnian through and through, and this role gives me the opportunity to give back to a city that's given me so much. It's a city that it was a big part of the early years of my life with my grandfather who had a millinery business in Flinders Lane. I had my first job in the city, and of course through to the role as Lord Mayor, Melbourne has been absolutely pivotal in my life. And then, of course, I love the work. The 2 years that I've been Lord Mayor has really opened up to me this amazing role. And the work from listening to the community, understanding needs, finding solutions, delivering outcomes, all of those aspects have been completely satisfying, exhilarating, sometimes exhausting, but absolutely worthwhile. And it's shown me that we can make a difference. Individuals can make a difference, people working together can make a difference, and that is one of the main reasons why I want to be Lord Mayor. When I ran a couple of years ago now, I felt that everything I'd done beforehand had really prepared me well for the job with different experiences, and I'm ready to bring and continue to bring all of that life experience across career and personal challenges to leading the resurgence of our city.
Thanks, Sal. Now, you went a little bit over there, so that's okay.
No, that's okay. What was the time, Macca? I know.
1 minute 28.
on the first one.
No, that's okay. I'm keeping a track, so I want to ensure that every candidate gets pretty much the same time.
Next question, Macca.
Should I do 1 minute on the next one? Should we end it up?
No, tell you what, do a minute 20.
All right. This is getting complicated.
Get your stopwatch out, Sally. Yeah. Mac is being very,
okay,
very anal this morning.
I've got it here. I just forgot to turn it on. So let's have another go.
There you go. Okay. So next question, Sally, is what do you believe in and what are the values that underline your thinking and your policies?
Macca, this is a really big question and it starts with how I was brought up and many of the experiences I've had, but it's really central is respect and valuing others, and to me that goes a long way to inclusiveness. As an awkward child, I was taught by my parents that diversity and difference are a strength, and I absolutely believe in that. We read a lot of Dr. Seuss, and one of my favourite sayings was, "Why fit in when you were born to stand out?" Something my parents taught me early on. I'm a very big believer in having a go, in hard work, in giving back, and particularly in being generous to others. And central to how I operate in terms of core values is very much that sense of bringing people together. I'm more a collaborator than a divisive person. I love to bring people together to find the best solutions. I feel that that gives us not just a better idea or initiative to work on, but a better sense of ownership and involvement of everybody that's been involved. And that has been something that I've spent a lot of time on over the last 2 years. And finally, I'd say I'm somebody that wants to be at the decision-making table than on the outside.
Fantastic. That was a minute 25.
Well done.
Oh. No.
How long for the next question, Macca?
No. Go a minute 30 because I'm in control here.
Oh, God. Macca, I'm going to start calling you AM.
Anal Macca. Oh, well.
Sally, on the back of creating a COVID normal world, tell us what you will bring to what you will do to bring life back to Melbourne, help revive its economy, culture, and all the things that we love about our Melbourne.
Well, thankfully, so many of us now can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're getting excited about how we can reactivate our city. The first thing we've got to do is make sure that we've got a COVID clean city so that we can welcome visitors and workers back. They drive together with the residents, this city economy of ours. We know that already we've suffered massive job losses in our central city economy. We've been disproportionately impacted. So we've set a target of creating 80,000 jobs over the next 4 years to make up for what we've lost. And that's going to be really important. We've already started revitalising outdoor dining. We're still pushing for indoor dining to open sooner. And that return of our hospitality and irresistible retail offer is so important to who we are. I've said this morning in the press that we really should have a nighttime mayor. I've nominated a wonderful person, James Young, who's a terrific participant in our nighttime economy who can bring a lot of leadership, marketing and experience to bringing that comprehensive offer back to our city. And for me, my biggest passion project that I'm still focused on that I think could be completely symbolic about the reactivation of our city is the Green Line project and bringing that to life to reconnect our city, to bring visitors and to boost business.
Thank you, Sal. And where you asked there, you spoke then about the nighttime mayor. We will come back to that really briefly because it is another of our questions, but I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, the next question is, so what is your vision for the future of Melbourne? For example, what would Melbourne look like after 4 years of you as Lord Mayor?
Well, we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us. There's no doubt about that. And something that's been really important to me throughout my life in Melbourne is a city where people feel they can realise their full potential and follow their passions, that you don't have to go somewhere else to do that you can do that right here in Melbourne. And that's something that I'll continue to focus on as we move forward. But of course, to achieve that in this wonderful city of ours, we need to propel ourselves as an education city and create career opportunities. We need to build on our strengths as a city of literature, arts and culture. We need to make sure we return that world-class hospitality, retail and nightlife. And I think we've got to build our confidence up again to be able to deliver on really big visions and ambitions for our city. I'll say Green Line again, but there are so many other dreams that people have in our city, and we need to be able to really support and propel those forward. To me, it's about bringing back the buzz in the next 4 years. We've had a lot of time in lockdown, and all of us need to move into that can-do attitude, take an entrepreneurial approach, and bring back the buzz to this marvellous Melbourne.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Sally, you've already touched on this topic, but we'll just ask you to elaborate on it a bit more. But Macca tells me that you have 1 minute on this one.
On this one.
Oh, okay.
So it's about you've already committed to establishing a nighttime mayor. Tell us about that and tell us what that will look like.
Well, the nighttime economy was we were the fastest growing nighttime economy in Australia pre-COVID. It's a differentiator for us as a city and really underpins our creds as a 24-hour city. The comprehensive offer that makes up the nighttime economy, from family dinners to theatre goers to people that want to listen to a grunge band in a basement somewhere, of course fine dining and all of the elements in between, need to be reactivated and revitalised. And I think they really need a champion, somebody that understands that sector, the elements that are important for making sure that it continues to be a success into the future. And having a nighttime mayor means they will have a very direct and strong voice into the City of Melbourne, into other levels of government and across the sector. And James Young is somebody that has been a bar owner in a city for more than a decade, has marketing credentials and is a lawyer by trade. So he's going to do a terrific job.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Sally. That was great. Next question. It's a bit of a long question. I apologise for that. As our audience is predominantly LGBTIQ plus folk and communities, have you signed the pledge? And what is your message to our community? What can our community expect from the Melbourne City Council under your leadership in terms of inclusive policies, programs and services?
Well, Macca, look, I have signed the Rainbow Pledge. I'm very proud to do so, but it'll be so much more than that. I go back to the point I made earlier that we need to be a city and a community where everybody feels that they can realise their full potential and follow their passions, everyone. And to me, that's a strength as well about the city, is that diversity and bringing lots of different perspectives, experiences and views together. I'm absolutely committed to working for equality and equity, and I think being thoughtful about the impacts of our city policies and initiatives and our decisions on the local LGBTQ plus I community is really important. So much so that I'm really proud that we have a member of the community on our team, Mark McMillan. Mark and his partner have been amazing champions for very important issues such as marriage equality. They worked with millions of people to get an amazing outcome there. And the diversity that Mark brings and his leadership will be absolutely pivotal in our council.
Thank you for that, Sally. You actually went under time there.
I am.
I've got to make up.
Sally, you can have a bit more time on this one. Tell us about your base. Who are your supporters and who are you affiliated with politically, if anyone?
Well, that's a really interesting one. I stood as an independent a couple of years ago. I'm still standing as an independent. Our team banner is People and Purpose, Not Politics. We do have a team made up of people from different political backgrounds. And I think that's important because I'm really focused on people that have the right ideas and passions and commitment to Melbourne rather than the politics. I'm like many people. I think my base is that I represent the thousands of people out there that really just want to focus on the good ideas and the outcomes and not who thought of them or who didn't think of them or what party they belong to. It's really just focusing on delivering good outcomes for the people of Melbourne. And with a diverse team that we have coming together into an independent ticket, we are going to have some doozy debates, but we know that we're focused on delivering great things for Melbourne.
Oh, I like a boozy debate.
No, doozy.
Oh,
wasn't
doozy.
Boozy, Macca.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, Macca.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Promoting bad behaviours again.
I need to pick my words more carefully.
No, a doozy of a debate. There we go.
Yeah, doozy.
One track, Macca.
Oh, God. Oh, it's the lack of donuts, Sally. Oh, I'm suffering a sugar shortage.
Another D word.
Now...
Doozy donuts.
Coming up is, you know, and again, I just like to tell people that you'll have 2 minutes for this. This is your final pitch as to why, you know, the people of Melbourne should vote for you. I encourage you to use that 2 minutes if you can, Sally.
Thank you, Macca. Well, we've had a lot of months of being in lockdown, and Melburnians have done so well to get to this point now of adhering to the restrictions to prioritise health. And we're now on that precipice of being able to unleash. And I want Melbourne to move into a phase of being a city of yes. Yes to thriving businesses and jobs of the future. Yes to world-class events and attractions for which we are globally renowned. Yes to green space and livability for our residents. Yes to all of us feeling safe in our city and cared for, and to all of us feeling really confident about the future that we can have in this marvellous Melbourne. I know that being Lord Mayor is a serious job, and I believe that our city needs a Lord Mayor who understands business and understands that jobs will drive our city's prosperity, but also a Lord Mayor that can balance that with being dedicated to taking better care of our community, our environment and each other. A Lord Mayor who will consult, listen and collaborate for our future. And I think also a strong leader who can make decisions, drive outcomes and deliver results. I believe that I will do my best to encapsulate all of these elements in driving a city that is successful globally, but does that through driving the success and happiness of citizens. It's this election time, and of course I'm here because I'm seeking support from as many voters as possible for me to continue to provide leadership that Melbourne needs, and I want people to know that they can count on me to deliver for them.
Thank you, Sally. And I want to first off thank you for making yourself available today. I know there's a lot of restrictions on campaigning, certainly door knocking and pamphleting, of course, unless you're an ex-councillor in the city of Stonington, where you can put a mask on and pamphlet and get caught. But it's really important to be able to speak to the people who are electing, and primarily our listener base is within the city of Melbourne,
yes.
Or, you know, the environment or the suburbs in and around the city of Melbourne. So I think it's really good to be able to do this. I want to thank you for your time today and, you know, same, you know, for the thoughtful answers and using the time allocated to you to answer those questions. Tass and I both wish you good luck in there. And, of course, whoever is Lord Mayor come October the 23rd, Saturday Magazine will welcome that person,
of course,
on the show to tell us about what is going on in the city of Melbourne. So thank you, Sally.
I think we should also acknowledge that Sally has been a very generous contributor to our show over the last few
years.
And thank you for that too, Sally.
Yeah, Sally has come in once a month at least, sometimes...
More often than not
at short notice. So I want to acknowledge that and thank her for that. I hope you have a nice weekend, Sally. And as I say to everyone, when you're going out today, it's a beautiful day, make sure you are doing it in a COVID-safe way, because the last thing we want to do is to come back into a situation where restrictions get placed back on us. So thanks again, Sally.
Thanks for having me. Lovely to chat.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.